We've all got the same damn 86,400 seconds per day. A few hours of wasted time here and there seems like nothing, but trust me, it adds up. Missed opportunity, untapped potential, inhibited growth and development. Time doesn't stop for anyone. Time doesn't discriminate. Time doesn't care about your feelings. The time is always right now. Get ready to be inspired. It's time for your daily dose of motivation. Let's go. Yo, yo, this is your host, Michael Russo, a.k.a. Amruto. This is episode number 38 of the Motivation Movement podcast titled Locus of Control. By definition, locus of control is the degree to which people believe that they, as opposed to external forces, have control over the outcome of events in their life. This is one of those concepts that, once explained, most people innately understand, but they would not know the meaning just by hearing the phrase, locus of control. I sure as hell did not know what it meant until I started researching it more in depth. When faced with obstacles in life, do you feel that you have power over the situation, or do you believe that you are at the mercy of external forces? As the world around you changes, you can either ascribe the positives and negatives to factors you have control over, or pin them on happenings outside of your influence. According to Julian Roeder, who originally investigated how people's attitudes affected the outcome of their lives, whichever orientation you choose, internal or external, has a direct relationship with long-term success and happiness. Today's quote is from Og Mandino, American author, writer of the best-selling book, The Greatest Salesman Alive. The quote goes like this: "Never allow anyone to rain on your parade and thus cast a pall of gloom and defeat on the entire day. Remember that no talent, no self-denial, no brains, no character are required to set up in the fault-finding business. Nothing external can have any power over you unless you permit it. Your time is too precious to be sacrificed in wasted days combating the menial forces of jealousy, hate, and envy. Guard your fragile life carefully. Only God can shape a flower, but any foolish child can pull it to pieces." So, the fault-finding component of this quote is what struck me most. No brains, no character are required to set up in the fault-finding business. It's so easy to blame your shortcomings on external forces. You are unable to accept failure and ultimately learn and grow from that failure because you believe that something or someone else was conspiring against you and maybe you're just very unlucky. This concept of locus of control is usually broken down into two categories, as explained by psychologist Philip Zimbardo in his 1985 book, Psychology and Life. A locus of control orientation is a belief about whether the outcomes of our actions are contingent on what we do, internal, or on events outside our personal control, external. People with internal control orientation often display the following characteristics. They take responsibility for their actions, they're less influenced by the opinions of others, they feel confident in the face of adversity, and they usually have a very strong sense of self. On the other hand, people with external control orientation typically feel hopeless or powerless in the face of adversity, don't believe they can change their situation or make a difference, and credit luck or chance for any of their successes. At a very high level, folks with internal control orientation use phrases like, "I know it's up to me to make this work. I have to make a conscious effort to become more successful. I have the power to change my situation." The internals clearly believe that luck, fate, and circumstances have absolutely no bearing on their lives. Maybe a little. There are plenty of online tests that will help you determine if you have an internal or external orientation. Most of us lie somewhere in the middle of the spectrum. As this isn't an all-or-nothing concept, there's plenty of gray area. Here are a few examples. Jot down if you agree with statement A or B. Statement A: there are some people in this world that will not like you no matter what you do. Statement B: if you have good interpersonal skills and know how to get along with others, then getting people to like you is not difficult at all. Here's another one. Statement A: bad luck is what leads to many of the disappointments in life. Statement B: disappointments are usually the result of mistakes you make. One more. Statement A: people have so many ulterior motives, it's impossible to determine who actually likes you and who doesn't. Statement B: how you treat people largely determines whether they like you. So if you agree with statement A on these last three questions, you definitely lean more towards an internal orientation. For those of you who are leaning towards statement B, you have more of an external orientation. There is evidence to support the idea that internal control orientation is in your DNA, that it's a born trait, but there's also some evidence, ironically, that suggests childhood experiences can influence your orientation. So, in conclusion, my final thought for the day is that balance is important in all aspects of life, and having a balanced locus of control is no different. When you have a strong internal locus of control, you feel like you have complete control over every event that occurs in your life. You're self-motivated, very focused on achieving your goals, and that's awesome. I highly encourage you to believe in yourself and your dreams, but don't be fooled though. No one can control everything. The best laid plans of mice and men often go astray. Some events genuinely may be beyond our control. That's why businesses have emergency insurance against acts of God, pandemics, natural disasters, and beyond. You can become easily frustrated and anxious if things don't go your way. Don't let this happen to you. You can't control everything, but you can control how you react to these unforeseen situations. For those with the external locus of control, realize that you do have power, you do have a choice. If you're making a conscious effort to take control of your life, pay attention to your successes, reaffirm your successes within your internal dialogue. Remind yourself that you can make a change and you can make a difference. That is all for today's episode, folks. Let me know what y'all think using hashtag the motivation movement on social media. Tag at Amruto and do not forget to visit my new website, amruto.com. I want to hear your raw, uncut, unfiltered feedback. Do not hold back. I'm not very sensitive. I can take it. And I very much appreciate the constructive criticism. If you come across a great quote you'd love to hear me talk about, share it. Tune in for new episodes every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Oh yeah, do not forget to subscribe to this podcast. Again, this is your host, Michael Russo. Thank you for tuning in. More motivation, more hustle, more life. Listening to this podcast should only take up about 5 of the 1,440 minutes that we're all fortunate enough to be given each and every single day. What you do with the remaining 99.6527% of the day is completely up to you. Hold yourself accountable. Take ownership of your situation. Live life unfiltered. Join the motivation movement. Let's go.